Word 15. Vernacular. V-E-R-N-A-C-U-L-A-R. The native language of a people, especially the common everyday language of ordinary people as opposed to the literary or cultured language. The noun vernacular may refer to a native language as opposed to a foreign one, and the adjective vernacular may mean native as opposed to foreign, as English is my vernacular tongue. More often, though, vernacular is used to mean the common, everyday language of ordinary people. A vernacular expression is a popular expression, one used by ordinary folk. Vernacular literature is either popular literature or literature written in everyday as opposed to formal language. The phrase in the vernacular means in ordinary and unpretentious language. I'm not going to do it is formal language. I ain't gonna do it is in the vernacular. He doesn't wish to speak with anyone is formal language. He don't want to talk to nobody is vernacular. These examples of vernacular English are considered ungrammatical and substandard, and I want to be careful not to give you the impression that bad English is the only form of vernacular English. The vernacular comprises all language that is common and informal, any word or expression that ordinary people use, whether it is considered bad or good, acceptable or improper. In modern English usage, H.W. Fowler describes the vernacular as the words that have been familiar to us for as long as we can remember, the homely part of the language, in contrast with the terms that we have consciously acquired. Calling someone a sharp cookie is the vernacular way of calling someone intelligent, perceptive, judicious, or sagacious. Saying someone is a phony is the vernacular way of saying someone is a sham, an imposter, or a charlatan. The vernacular of the East differs from the vernacular of the West, and often residents of different parts of the same state or city have their own vernacular, common, informal, everyday language.